Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. I want to welcome all of our callers and everyone that's on the World Wide Web to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. We are glad that you took out of your time today to tune in and to be a part of the service today. Amen. And we would like to also pray unto God that you will continue to listen every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we are on the air live. Also, we have a couple of announcements for today. We want to invite you to become a follower of VOTWM Radio Service by clicking on the follow button on Blog Talk Radio. So you can just key in on the web, blogtalkradio.com/voice of truth worldwide ministry, and it will take you to the page and just click on the follow button there to become a follower of the ministry. Also, we want to invite you to become a friend on our Facebook page. I actually have two Facebook pages, one with Minister Elaine, which you will be able to get a lot of encouragement from the Lord through pastors and preachers, evangelists, and others on the page of Minister Elaine. Also, I have a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry page, and there you will find scriptures, and you will also find all the sermons that have been preached on Blog Talk Radio there. So if you miss the show, you can always either listen on Blog Talk Radio, because they're always on demand because they're pre-recorded. And if you go to the Voice of Truth Facebook page, they're also there. We will also would like to encourage you to sow a seed into Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. We believe that your tithe should go to your local church. But if God has put in your spirit to give a love offering to this ministry, we want to thank you in advance for your support. Also, don't forget our Tuesday night show with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. And this includes all of our announcements for today. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O Lord. We thank you for help and strength, Father. We thank you for meeting our needs, O Lord. O God, we thank you right now for every listener on the phones or on the web, O Lord. We pray that they will continue to listen, O Father. O Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father, for him that came for us, O Father, that we might be forgiven of our sins. O God, we thank you for Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Father. We thank you, Father, for the prophetess, and we thank you for Pastor Ryle, Father. We thank you also, Father, for the other ministers and pastors that are around us and prophets, oh, Father, that are part of this great ministry of God. We give you honor and glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Father God, for the sick. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, Father. Oh, Father God, lift them up in their spirit, oh, God, and let them know, Father God, that Jesus came, that they may be healed and delivered, Lord. Oh, God, we give you honor and we give you praise. We love you, oh, Lord. We exalt thy holy name. No name above the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture will be coming from Ezekiel today. If you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bible, please get your Bible so that you can hear what God is saying and that you'll be able to read along with me as I read the scriptures. You should always have your Bible. So regardless of whether you're listening to our own radio service or whether you're at a local church, just make sure you always have your Bible so that you can read along with the preaching. And we're going to start in chapter 2, and verse 1 reads, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, and it reads, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Then I heard him that spake unto me." And I'm at verse 3, and it reads, "And he says unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that have rebelled against me. They and their father have transgressed against me even until this very day." The title of the message today is Called and Commissioned to Go. Called and Commissioned to Go. Ezekiel is telling us in this chapter, and I want you to encourage you to go back and read all of the chapters so that you can fill in all the gaps, because this is only a 15-minute show, so I'm going to kind of tell the story. But in the first verse, it says that Ezekiel stood up. And if you go back and you read the other chapter, it will tell you the reason why God had asked him to stand up. It was because Ezekiel had seen the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God, and he had fell to his face. And God had asked him to get up because he had heard the voice of God, because God had spoken unto him. And when God began to speak to Ezekiel, he had told Ezekiel, in other words, I am sending you, and I have called you to go into Israel because Israel is no longer obeying or refusing to obey God." And Ezekiel, as he listened to God and the things that God has promised unto him to do or commissioned him to do as a task, as a prophet. See, Ezekiel was a prophet. Just like Moses was a prophet, Jesus was a prophet, Jeremiah was a prophet, and God still has prophets today. Even though people may not believe that God has prophets today, there are prophets today, and these prophets are prophets that are called by God, are chosen to speak the word of God. The word of God is upon their tongue, and God has sent him for the very reason like today. The world today is rebellious and living in sin. See, the Bible says in this particular chapter that when God sent Ezekiel, he sent him there for a mission. And he sent them with a message on his tongue for them to come back to Jesus, in other words. It was like a doom and gloom message because they were sinning. And the Bible says that God prepared Ezekiel for this. He said, "Now, I want you to go." He said, "They got ears to hear and they got eyes to see, but they're going to reject the word." He said, "I don't want you to be afraid of what they're going to say against you or what they're going to do. Yes, you're going to be among thorns and thistles. You're going to be among scorpions, but I have called you and I have commissioned you to go." And God is saying the same thing to the prophets, the prophetess, the evangelists, the teachers, the preachers, and the teachers of the word of God. He is calling us to go forth and do his work. Now, today, many people have went. But God is telling us that we must be called and commissioned to go in order to be effective, because everything that we need to do the work of the task of God He is going to endow us with that particular power, that particular strength, whatever we need to do the work of the kingdom. He is going to put that inside of us. So we, those who are called, those who are commissioned, must go. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, when Ezekiel went and to give the message, and that's the way it is today. We are called and we are commissioned. Now, everybody may not receive you when you go, because we know that they didn't receive Jesus when he was sent and called and commissioned to come into a dying world. They did not receive Jesus Christ. Amen. But we know today that the world that we're living in is full of sin, 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 nothing but sin. And nobody wants to hear the truth. See, when Ezekiel went, he had to speak the truth. See, a true prophet is going to speak the truth of God's word, and it will manifest, and it will come to pass. And when a prophet speaks the word of God, oh, glory, hallelujah, when they preach the word of God and you have heard the word of God, you are responsible for that word. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the world we know that we live in today is sin. Nobody has no morals. Nobody has any respect. Just do your own thing the way you want to do it. There's so much sex immorality in the world. Sexual perversion, same-sex marriages, oh, glory. It's all kinds of sin, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, lust, greed, lovers of oneself, drugs and drunkenness, and serving other gods and not serving the true and living God. That is a rebellious nation that has failed away from God. The world has got to come back unto God. Oh, God is creator. You got to come back to God and come out of the world of sin. That's why God sent Ezekiel to the people of Israel. He sent them to the Israelites because they were rebellious. They were not doing what God had called them to do. They had forgotten about God. They were doing their own thing. Everything that was big and bad enough to do. And it's the same thing today. Today, the scripture says, even today, we can place that with now for what we see going on in the world. The things that are going on in the world, God is not pleased. God is getting ready to send forth. He has already called. He has already commissioned his people. They are about to come forth in the name of Jesus. Every true prophet of God is about to come forth. Now, we got a lot of prophets, but everybody is not called by God, and everybody is not commissioned by God. The Bible tells us there will be many false prophets among us. That's why God told Ezekiel, he said, I am sending you among the people. I am sending a prophet among thee so that they can hear the word and the message from God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we must go forth and do the work of God. If you have truly been called and commissioned, you must get ready to go to do the work of God. We are running out of time, and we don't want to ever close the show without doing the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church, get a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. We got to get out of here. You have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.